On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Andrew Friedman is here talking about cyberbullying in schools. Is bullying in schools really different in this age of social media?
Since social media has developed, what's happened is that instead of bullying just occurring in school and kids being able to, you know, walk away from it or leave school and have it stop, the social media has caused bullying to, you know, really exist in a 24/7 world, that when the students leave the school, it doesn't necessarily mean that the bullying stops anymore.
So the queen bee table is now always on the web?
Well, it's a virtual queen bee table. You know, again, on Facebook, you could have the same group of students who are sitting there in the cafeteria, possibly bullying someone, carry that conversation over into the social media world with the same players, saying the same mean things, but just at home and from each other's home versus the school cafeteria.
When people grow up, are they moving into a world where the world is the same way?
It started in the school and then, you know, worked its way into the employment world. However, the employment world has had pretty strict laws, you know, to prohibit discrimination and harassment and has set liability standards so that as adults, we learn quicker that behavior is unacceptable.
Do parents who live in that world and work in that world recognize that their sons and daughters are doing the same things?
Some are and some aren't. You know, some lead a very busy life, you know, two-income families with mom and dad busy working all the time, and whether or not they're actually able to supervise the children appropriately, you know, makes a difference. So, you know, for some students, you know, it may work, and for other students whose parents aren't supervising them properly, they're going to be bullying.
In the old days, it really was the queen bee table and the boys who would meet out behind the school and settle things at 3 o'clock. We've gone through a series of bullying incidents in this area and around the country. Are schools less accepting of bullying than they were and less willing to, boys will be boys or it's a rite of passage?
Since July 1st, of this school year, the Dignity for All Students Act has been in effect, which requires schools to provide a harassment and discrimination free zone. So schools, from a liability standpoint and from a regulatory compliance standpoint, won't tolerate this type of behavior anymore.
Do you have situations where an incident occurs and you discover, representing some school district, that the parents have no idea what their kids are doing on their smartphones or on their computers?
It happens very frequently. Parents oftentimes are not supervising what their children are doing on the various technologies. So whether it's sitting at home on the computer or taking their phones to bed and continuing to, text while supposedly sleeping, it's happening at a fairly regular basis. And what schools and parents need to do in order to, minimize the bullying is really work as a cooperative team to solve this problem.
In the old days, the attitude was, well, it's off campus. Yeah, we don't have to do anything about it.
Yeah, that has not actually been the law for quite a number of years. Currently, the environment that we're in, the Commissioner of Education has written decisions that say that when there's a relationship or connection between the off-campus behavior and what goes on in schools, that schools have the authority to discipline for that off-campus behavior. What's going to change for the next school year on July 1st of 13 is that this line of commissioners' decisions has been codified into law, and now there's actual regulations and statutes that say that cyberbullying off campus can form the basis for discipline.
Today here on You and the Law, Andrew Friedman has been here, and we've been talking about bullying and cyberbullying. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.